Welcome back. Roll Route, Trent Lewis. Hank Vogler checking in, White Pine County, Nevada. Something I was going to hit before we go to lamb imports. What was that?
About the white sage deserts and the halogeton and all the invasive species that come in.
I thought we got that covered.
Well, yeah, I thought we did too, but you said you had your own experience with it. So I just was wondering.
It'll come to me.
But it's just like
I don't have experience with halogen. Oh, I know what I don't have experience. I'm pretty sure that the sheep and goats under the solar panels, because they promote this agrivoltaics, they got a nice catchy term for it, is not working. Because the latest move I saw was that they're promoting that hogs are wonderful under this. Under these solars, because for anybody that's ever had hogs, I'll restate that. For anybody that's never had hogs outside in just, you know, open range, they are better than a moldboard plow at turning over your field. I mean, that's what they do. And so now they're promoting that hogs under these solar systems are fantastic investments because they keep the weeds at a minimum.
Well, but wouldn't they dig up the lines, the wiring of all those things?
Oh, I would think they would wreak havoc on the whole thing. But I
okay,
don't
well, I
probably
I think
put it in
should,
a pipe.
I got a better idea. I was on a hunt in British Columbia for stone sheep, and we were looking across the canyon through a spotting scope, and there was a grizzly bear digging for roots or something, and you want to look at a plowed field now. So I think that especially close to the urban areas where they have solar panels, they should reintroduce grizzly bears under those solar panels. Because, I mean, he plowed and plowed. I mean, you could see the dust coming and just crap flying in the air, and he's just munching away. We went over to that area the next day, and you couldn't hardly ride a horse across it. So, grizzly
I don't
bears
think you want to promote areas. This because they're going to say, oh, we can't have it near these urban areas. But you know where those guys are grazing sheep? We could feed the bear and them control the weeds all at the same time.
I know. Yeah, they'd think of something that would destroy agriculture and sports, especially protein meat. Yep, guarantee it. But anyhow, it's always something. But I will tell you this, they hate cheatgrass too, but cheatgrass under normal circumstances will crowd out halogen. So maybe there is a chance. And that was my question all along. It wasn't, okay, you're going to have an effect on this white sage. White sage is a state plant. The silver sage is a state plant, and it is critical for winter habitat for a lot of things. And if it goes away, how are you going to mitigate that? Are you going to pay those ranchers for the loss for over all the millennia to come? Or are you going to be able to put something underneath that? So they're wafting philosophically with the university, and maybe the university will come up with something. But in the meantime, it's going to dramatically affect a bunch of people. And it so far, they've destroyed my operation with 6,000 head of wild horses. So they're not even bothering me yet, other than that they're trying to take all my permits away from me. My neighbors that I've known since I've been here, probably the first people I met when I came to White Pine County Spring Valley. It's their winter range, hasta la vista. And I don't blame them if they line up with them and get paid and read the handwriting and get the blaze us out of there. But it's going to have a dramatic effect. And, you know, coming to the county commission and looking us right in the eye and saying, it'll be all right. Just be careful. Don't say anything. We're going to bring a lot of money into the town. Every bed in town will be warm. Every restaurant seat will be full. The police department will be quite busy. The hospital will. The schools will. And then we'll all leave town. And the only people that will be paying anything will be some guy that's working there out there checking on if ET's hanging around or whatever they do. Yeah, there'll be a boom and then a crash.
So,
and when you ask about that, you're an evil, no good SOB. You've got to destroy your life. Not just say, hey, why don't we sit down and talk about these things? We're rich, we're famous, we're powerful, we're going to destroy you because we don't like you asking questions.
I want your assessment of this, not only as a county commissioner, but as a lifelong taxpayer and now a county commissioner. It appears to me that we've moved into this new phase where public officials at every level, whether it be federal, state, county, township, at some level, townships are better, school board, we don't focus on how to improve the quality of life for the residents as much as we spend so much of the time trying to find another dollar in revenue to the bottom line. And when somebody comes along, what you just said, somebody comes along and says, we're going to put in all this money into the property tax coffers. Everybody just gets all excited about that and try to figure out how to line up and get a portion of it instead of saying, you know, we need to stay within our means and we need to be more frugal with the taxpayers' dollars. We have a drive to seek additional money and revenue like I've never seen before. Almost like we're addicted to spending.
Yeah. And if you say anything about it, it's obviously heresy, you know. But then you read on the news, you see on the television about all these phony deals set up for childcare, for hospice, and dead people getting paid for Social Security and all of these things, you know. I've almost thought about sneaking up and looking in a couple of freezers in some of my people in my family. They might have Uncle Leroy in the freezer still getting his Social Security check. It's just give me.
You have to be on ice to get your Social Security check, or do you just have to have a number?
Well, maybe he tipped over 10 years ago, but they're still getting his check. I don't know. I mean, it's just give me. Want instant gratification, instant. The heck with what's going to happen 5 years from now, 10 years from now. 10 years from now, I have probably slim and no chance to be here 10 years from now. But I worry about my children and their children. What sort of a world are we going to have? And it doesn't, and especially with giving up the Department of Education to socialism, and we did that in 1978 or 79 with James Earl Carter Jr. And it's been downhill ever since. And it's not getting better. So, yeah, there. I guess I have a friend that is so negative. That's all he wants to talk about. You know, this is how the last drought started everything. And I always shut him off because you get so depressed, you want to go out and kick your dog and jump off the barn. I always tell him, well, you know what, Dave? I'm pretty sure I've read that the sun's going to burn out in 1,400,000,000 years. So kind of add that to your list, but I got to go.
So do you think sheep can graze under these solar systems?
I think they probably do well, probably in places where there's a high amount of rainfall and the grass is there anyhow. And they're high enough off the ground. I don't think they'll eat the wires. Maybe they would on a few. I have no idea. I'm just saying out here on these deserts, that disturbance is going to be a permanent disturbance. You know, unless you can put them under a circle, maybe an irrigate.
Yeah. Let me tell you, I've been hearing this for a lot of years. I know zero people who make it work. I'm not saying you can't graze around it. But the mere fact that you create shade for the majority of the field and then expect something to grow under there that sheep are going to eat, you're going to have, what, maybe a 20%? Not to mention whatever's happening with the frequencies, because everything's about frequency now.
I just worry that it's not going to be as charming and they lived happily ever after. Yeah. I'm not ready to take that. Let's have some demonstrations. Show me.
Why should we is the question. We got to take a break. We'll be back with the second half of Roll Route right after this.
Time to talk about beef. I'm talking about tender beef. You have two options. The Good Life, N-E, that's for Nebraska. Good Life, no, the goodlifene.com. That's a certified Piedmontese website along with cpbeef.com. Different steaks, different cuts, same place, same origin. 100% tender, 100% from the Great Plains of America. That's what matters most. Who is producing and where is it produced? This whole beef complex is going to get quite interesting, folks. I suggest you know your supplier, you know where it comes from. And for your benefit, the more local it is, the better. That's not a climate change statement. That's simply a statement on knowing where your food's at and being able to access it. CPBeef.com.